just said before Adam, that Shematzel Atom, Hashematoichoi Milatamei, that the person swallows this novella. The locher of the tumor does not go out from him. The bluer helps that the tumor he has inside him does not shoot out upwards. If so, Einadin, isn't it a swerve to say to Makabuchoimim from Klicheris, Shematzel Atoheir Shematoichoi, that if you have something you ate, or if you swallowed a ring that's tor, and later you go into an Eil Hameis, that since it's inside your body, it's the master, the tumor does not go in. Like Madaka Kli Cheros could protect what's inside it, the tumor does not get into it. It can't protect what goes out, so an Odom that protects that it can't go out, Pshito protects that tumor cannot come into it. So Mara says, no, there's a Pirchon in Skabu Chayma. I tell you, Mala Kli Cheros, Shekeinene Metama Megaboy. The Kli Cheros is different. The Kli Cheros has a special Kula, it's not Makabu tumor from the outside, only from the inside of it. But Tiyama B'yod, the Odom is different, Shematama Megaboy, that a person could be Metama from the inside Megaboy, or from the outside. If a mace type, something touches the outside of a person, it does become Tomei. So the Kuru, there's no Kabbalah, there's Pirch on the Kabbalah Chayma. So where it still says no, Anan Megaboy Kamrinon, are we learning out from the outside of a person? We're not talking about the Maga of the outside of a person over here, we're talking about Mitecha Kamrinon, talking about the inside of a person, we're talking about Blue over here. Sa'ad the Rabbah, in this punk, Klicheres Chomor, Shekein Metama Me'aviroi. If anything, Klicheres has a chumra to it. Then we're talking about being become tummy from inside it, a Klicheres is Metama Me'aviroi. If the tumor just goes into the avir, the space, the air space of the Klicheres, even though it doesn't even touch it, still it's Mekabel tumor. So therefore, we have this good Kabel Chayma, that if an Odom could protect the tumor from inside, does not go out, Shita protects that the tumor does not come into it. So Morris is very good. Ashkechon so far belua dilamalo, that you swallow food or you have something went down your mouth and it's inside your body, so your body protects it. The tumor does not go in, the tumor does not go out. But belua dilamata minolon. How do you know somebody puts it in from his bottom? Puts it into the bottom of his body. Puts it in through the lamata. How do we know that there also, once it's inside the body, that both the tumor does not come out and the tumor does not go into it to metamorit? So we're stuck to the Kabbal Chayma. Madak, when you put the food through your mouth, Sheinu Ois Ichlo doesn't get rotted, doesn't get finished right away. It has to go through the whole digestive tract. Only at the bottom does it get digested completely. Still Matzel, that in Matzel the tumor does not go out. If so, Lamata, when you have something in the bottom of your intestines, all the way in the bottom there, Sheis and Ichlo, that's where the food is really eaten up completely. Ein Adin, isn't it as far to say Shematzel? That for sure there, it should be matzel, it should protect it, that again, the tumor doesn't go out, the tumor doesn't come in. Someone says, no, but klum ois ichol matel aedei mala, but monashach, it only gets digested on the bottom because it went through the whole tract, because it started up on top, through the mouth, and went all the way down. But the chur just putting it into the bottom there, the chur, that alone does not make an ichol. Someone still says, no, filu hochi, even so, ichol lamata rav, still, the mice on the bottom there, that's the mokum where it does get digested, it's what comes out of thirst. The waste, Rashi says, Ichud lamata rav, pepeh, it's more on the bottom than the peh, because pepeh ain't a masacha kokach, at shirud lamata. Still, the ichud digestive system is on the bottom, in the intestines. So therefore, there's the biggest word to say, when it goes through the bottom, that's also the same malocha like lamalo, that it would protect if the tumor does not go in, and the tumor would not go out. The other Gemara says, Ashkechom we found so far, Blua di Yodom. Nechlami, if a person swallows the Nevelom, so the tumor doesn't go out, and who Adin, he'll protect, the tumor does not come into him. But Blua di Behemah Minolon, how do you know if a Behemah swallows a food that's Tamei, or the Behemah swallows something that's Tor, that it remains Tor? How do we know by Behemah also? The other Gemara says, Kal Bechoyma, Uma Odom Shematama Mechayim, Maduch a person. That is Mekabel Tumah Mecham. If he touches a mace or an avah, Tumah becomes Tumah. Still, Matzel Bebluam, what goes inside the person remains Tor, or else the Tumah does not go out of him. If so, Behema, or Behema, Sheinu Metamah Mechayim, calls the man of Behema is alive, it's never Mekabel Tumah. You can't have a Behema that has Tumah on it. If so, Ein Adin, isn't it a svarak to say, Shetatzel Bebluam, there should also be Matzel, what goes inside it, the tumma of it does not come out, and what then? If it goes in his tor, tumma does not go into him a tamrit. Smor says no. Mali yodim and odim is different. Shekain sorach shiyu beisam nugam. Lochiz of odim goes into a house that has a neger inside there, So when is the clothing that he's wearing tamei? Only if he waits there, like we'll soon see, he has to wait there a shear, and it takes him to the pras of bread. Mashen came to him with a behemoth, but a behemoth is not that way. She had a tzricha shiva beis hamenuga. But a behemoth, as soon as he walks into the beis hamenuga, a house that has a nega, the behemoth or the kelim on top of the behemoth becomes tummy right away. So you see, a behemoth is more alul lekabel tumah. Samara says, no. Behemoth, that's what you're telling me. Behemoth, the ena tzricha shiva beis hamenuga, lemahi chasam. For what type of things are we talking about? For the behemoth itself to become tummy that we just said no. Because the man of behemoth is alive, it doesn't become tamei. So lamai hilchasud, you say if a behemoth goes into a house that has a nega, that the behemoth becomes tamei, it means lekelim shagabon. The kelim, that not that he's wearing, because usually an animal doesn't wear clothing, means if it has a bundle of clothing on top of him. So that bundle becomes tamei right away as soon as it goes into the base of manuga. If so, odim nami, the same halach applies by nadim also. Loi boy, he also doesn't have to wait until it becomes tamei. And we'll soon see the only time another has to wait, that's if he's wearing clothing. The suit that he's wearing, that only becomes tamei when he walks into this bayit that has a nega, if he waits there a while. But if he's carrying something on top of him, that becomes tamei right away. The Tanakh was learned like this. Gemara in Brachos, ha nichnas lebeis hamenuga, if a man walks into a house that has a nega in that house. For the kelev al kseifov, if he's carrying something on his shoulders. The sandol betabosa biyod, if he's holding his shoes or a ring. So who v'hein tamei miyad? They become tamei right away. As long as he's not wearing them, he's holding them, carrying them, they become tamei right away, just like Ben Adam comes in, just like a behemoth comes in with the kelim. But the only ichilik Ben Adam is, what's going to be, how you lovish kelim, let's say he was wearing his suit, the sandola baragav is wearing his shoe, the tabosa betzvah, he was wearing his ring, then the loch resut tamei miyad, the Adam himself becomes tamei right away, as soon as he comes into this house. But for him, this clothing that he's wearing, or whatever he's wearing, that to hear him, until he stays there in the base of Manuga, how long it takes him to eat on Achilas Pras, a half of a loaf of bread. And this is Pas Chitim, a bread made out of wheat, for Loi Pasar, not a bread made out of barley. Mesa, how long it takes him to eat it? Lying down, V'yoichob lifted, eats it when he's dipping into other food. Kids, it's pretty easy that way. Rashi says, Pras, that chatzi kikel sh'ervin sh'mozen sh'tei sudas. V'ushmeine beitzim. So chatzi of that is teat four beitzim. How long it takes you to eat the size of four eggs worth of this wheat bread when you're eating it lying down and beliftin with some other dish to dip it into. Now, Omar Rava. Rava says, Tavayu taninon. Both of these two halachas we just said, we learned there are mishnahs, we learned the mishnahs and Tuma blua tanina. We learned the lach of a tuma blua. If it's inside you, the tuma does not go out. And Torah blua, the same thing. If you swallow something that's Torah, that it doesn't become tummy. Also, we learned tanina. How do we learn these things? The Mishnah Mikvoyis that says tuma blua ditnam. Learn like this: bola tabas tameya. Somebody swallows a ring that's tummy. Toivel v'yoicha v'trumasi. He has a right to go to the mikvah. Then he could eat truma. And we don't say the tum of the ring inside him is matamin. What's going to be he called? Let's say he vomits up the ring. Then the ring is tummy. It's matamim also. You see clearly that kozman, it's inside him. The tumma does not come out. Now, Torah blue had another loch. If you swallow something that's tor, it remains tor. Also, Tinin, also we learned the Mishnah Mikvois. There's nine, we learn like this. What's going to be bola tabos tor? Somebody swallows a tor dika ring. Then he goes into an oil that a mace is there. And the person becomes tummy because he's inside the oil of mace. He has too much mace on him. And therefore, all that come tor, the he's of Vishon of a Tovol. They spritz on him from the Mechatis, the third day and the seventh day. Then he goes to the mikvah. And so he's tor. And then later, Vikiyoi, then later he swallows it out, this ring. Hareyu Kamoshoi, so the ring is also still tor. You see clearly this ring never became tummy. Because if the ring would have become tamei, then the tefillah was no good because it's not called the ring was in the mikvah. So here you have a right clearly both ways that the tumah blua and Torah blua. So what's the chiddush? So Mura says yes. Ki kamarab, when did Rabbi say the chiddush? We're going shabola shtei tabois. We swallowed two rings. Achas tamei uviachas toiron. One ring was tamei, one ring was tor. And the chiddush is the loy mitamelo mitamelo Torah that the tumah take a ring. even though inside the body it touches the Torah Degah ring does not become Tamei. Since it's only inside the body, inside Gluah, that's the Chiddush, that nothing becomes Tamei inside. That was the Chiddush of Rabbah. Just to say that the Tumah does not come out, the Tumah does not go in, those are Mishnayisin. But after the Gemara started off, Amar Rabbah, the Geshem Shetumah blew Eini Matama, Kach Torah blew Eini Matama, that was his Chiddush. Now, case where a person swallowed two rings, a Tomadik and a Torodika, the mice of the Torah still remains Torah, it has not become Tomei inside.
All right.
Now the Gemara is this enough, Ayin Beis and Aleph, the Gemara says on top, Ay Vo Uba Vechaya, the Kishteta Boizdami, the Dinaval Mishnah, that if a woman